Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the set of The Tanya Joy Show. We are so happy to see you here today. I want to put up this QR code right here again. This is your way of connecting with us. So go ahead and just scan that, take a picture of it, whatever you want to do. You'll be able to capture that. That's going to take you to all of our links. You're going to find phone numbers, addresses, if you want to send us snail mail, emails, our website, which is tanyajoy.tv. And I will just tell you, please go check that out. I've done a complete overhaul. I finally figured out how to do it myself. I redid the whole thing. You're going to find acting stuff. You're going to find some samples of my singing work. You're going to find out about where I'm going to be, if I'm speaking somewhere, if I'm traveling. You're going to get the latest updates there. So please make sure you're subscribed so that you get those updates and you find out what's going on. Again, you can find all of that right here using this QR code. As always, you can find the show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, new content on Bless News Network, Rumble, Clout Hub, Facebook, LinkedIn, all sorts of places. Make sure you follow us. So that's what I'm going to ask you right now. Take a break, give us a thumbs up, hit the bell, and subscribe so that you never miss any of our shows. And it helps the algorithm. So when you subscribe on the channel you're watching, it actually helps promote the content so that other people may see it. So we really are grateful. I also want to take a moment and thank our daily show sponsor. And I want to tell you, this is a really awesome one. If you go right now to iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy, you're going to get access to a free video series. You guys, a lot of us are dealing with health issues, right? Particularly in the last few years. And a lot of people want to get their health back on track. Well, you can do that miraculously and very easily. And I'm going to not tell you anymore. I'm going to ask you to go check out the video series. iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. As always, we are grateful to have you. Today's guest, you are not going to want to miss. We've had him on our show many times, as you are going to remember and realize. But Clay Clark, he's the guy who's going to be on today. He has been known as one of the most successful business coaches and named by the White House as Oklahoma's Small Business Entrepreneur of the Year. And that was all before he was even 40. He has launched the Reawaken America Tour, which has brought together patriots and conservatives and Christians such as General Flynn, the Trump family, Don A. Clement, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, and on and on and on. That's where I sing quite often. You've probably seen clips and videos. He has really been working to wake up America for many, many years. And he's just an all-around great guy. You know him. He's got lots of energy. I'm sure he's going to have lots of truth bombs for us today on the show. So stick around. Today is Friday, March 8th. I'm Tanya Joy, and this is The Tanya Joy Show. We'll be right back.
Okay, well, we weren't
Now, welcome back to the show.
You as well. I'm so excited to have you both on the show.
And I know we had such good feedback and reception.
General Flynn, what an honor.
Joshua tracked me down in a big tent of about 4,000 people.
How are you?
I am doing so great. Hello, everybody. Thank God I am wonderfully great.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Because what is prayer?
I'm just Julie. You know what I mean? And
I'm thrilled to be here with the two of you.
Me too. It's
like, and that's who these crazies, these evil ones.
It is. You said it right. Good job.
Perfect.
All right. The Gibson sisters. We are so excited to have them on with us on Resistance Chicks today.
Good morning. It's time to rise.
These people that get higher up, sometimes I've thought,
these are glory days and not gloomy days.
Like, I love that.
it kind of works.
What's awesome about the tour is people like you.
Good.
I love the applause. That's cool.
There we go.
Thank you.
Everybody, welcome. We are so excited. Are you ready to get the show on the road? Let's go. All right, you guys, welcome back. We've got Clay Clark in the studio. Hang on tight because this is going to be a fast ride. Hey, Clay, how are you?
You know what? I'm very excited to be here with you. Sincerely, I want to praise you for all the wonderful things you do. You do a phenomenal job singing the national anthem on the Reawaken tours and other events. You've done such a great job exposing the corruption at Disney and other organizations. You have a great spirit, a great energy, and you're very consistent. I just want to thank you for allowing me to be here with you. But I really do appreciate you, because these last 3.5-4 years, as the world's getting crazier, we're finding out who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And, yeah, and you're not a guy, but we found out who the good woman is.
Good
and
girls are too.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
Thank you. You're so sweet to say all that. I really appreciate it. I'm glad to have you back, because, you know, I did the intro before you came on, and I was talking about raving about you and how you were just, you know, an amazing business coach. I mean, like, I don't know anyone who has a mind for business. And I mean, I spent a decade in corporate America, so I mean, I get business. You blow people out of the water with your business sense. It's brilliant. I've adapted some of your stuff that I've learned from the times I've been at your courses to my baking business.
Oh,
and
cool.
Like, I'm watching that grow like crazy just from taking some of the things I've learned by sitting, you know, in the courses. So anyway, thank you for all you do. And of course, waking up America and bringing truth.
Well, I wasn't expecting to mention any of the business stuff, but since you did, I'll tell your listeners, Tim Tebow. So Tim Tebow, the two-time Heisman Award-winning quarterback, now he's an entrepreneur, best-selling author. He's actually going to be coming and speaking at our business conferences we're hosting in Tulsa, June 27th and 28th. I've been doing those business conferences every 2 months since 2005. So we're now on like my 19th year of hosting those, but Tim Tebow is going to come join us. And so we also have one of the most successful franchisors on the planet. He's opened 4,000 locations of his brands, Snap Fitness, Nautical Bowls. Peter Taunton will be there, a Christian woman who started a very successful accessories and apparel company called Rustic Cuff, multimillion dollar company. Jill Donovan will be there. Then the lineup just continues to grow. So I encourage anybody, if you want to get a kind of a little coaching on how to grow your business, you can go to thrivetimeshow.com, thrivetimeshow.com, and you can learn more about it. But that's June 27th and 28th. And another note is on June, it'd be June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. I'll pull it up here so I don't get the information wrong. But this is Detroit, Michigan. We're taking the Reawaken Tour to Detroit, Michigan for our final Reawaken America Tour event. If you would have told me I would ever be hosting events that talked about religion and or politics, I probably would have tasered you and then myself, but that's what we're doing. And so Eric Trump and General Flynn have asked me to do this, and so I'm honored to do it. But June 7th and 8th will be the final Reawaken America Tour. That'll be featuring Kash Patel, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Eric Trump, Laura Trump, so many of the wonderful people, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Richard Bartlett, doctors everywhere. So if you get injured, you'll be safe too. So those are the two events. It's June 7th and 8th and June. And then again, the Reawaken or the business conference, this just got announced this morning. So Tim Tebow's team just got that confirmed this morning. So that's going to be in Tulsa. And again, you can get those tickets at thrivetimeshow.com. That's June 27th and 28th for that event.
Awesome. I'm so glad you talked about that, because I actually saw that in, I don't know, maybe the email, or, you know, I get all the alerts for stuff you put out. So I had just seen that this morning. So I'm glad you talked about that. It's awesome. I mean, I tell people about your business conferences like all the time. I mean, you're so awesome at the Awakening America and all the Patriot stuff. But for those of us that know your business side, it's amazing.
Well, it's really funny because, you know, singing. So it's like the Reawaken Tour is like, if you took somebody who's really good at playing the piano and they vaguely can play the guitar, and you're like, can you please play the guitar? So it's like a very different world and skill set for me. So I understand, you
know. But I'll tell you what, Clay, I was just at CPAC last week. That was the first time I ever was at that. And we're not going to talk about it because I don't have very good things to say about it. But what I will say is you run the Reawaken Tours unbelievably. Your registration process, like, I didn't mean to go off on all this, but I have to compliment you on this, because the registration process at CPAC was hours long. I stood in line for 2 hours, and I was on a vendor page pass. I was there actually helping vendors like the J6ers, and I had to wait that long. So, I mean, I was telling everybody as I was in line, have you ever been to the Reawaken Tour? You really need to come to the Reawaken Tour. It is run much better than this. And anyway, I won't go on and on about.
Thank you for being an advocate. I'll say this, though. I will mention this about CPAC, and then we'll move on. It's very important that we know the truth. Okay. Just period. It's very important we know the truth. All right. So it's not, whether it's CPAC or the Reawaken or whatever event you're going to go to, it's important that you know the truth. And I think it's important if you're a business owner, I'll kind of tie this into business, you always have to ask yourself, what is the point. Okay. So if you're running a bakery, as you mentioned, or an automotive repair shop, I just got off the phone with an automotive repair shop before we hopped on here. And, you know, the automotive repair shop, when I first sat down with him, he was very busy, worked all the time. I said, what is the point? He said, what do you mean? I said, you're hiring me to grow your business because you're on the verge of bankruptcy, but what's the point? And he says, well, I want to be profitable. Yeah. And I said, yeah, but why? And we sat down, I'll be very vague, but basically he had a desire to spend time with his wife and family in a sustainable way. I said, okay, so you want to be able to work 40 hours a week, not 90. He goes, exactly. And it'd be great if I didn't lose money or break even. So we started with the end in mind, then we worked together towards that end. And now today he's been a client for almost 7 years and his business is 8 times larger than it used to be. And I'd love to tell you the website, but I won't because it's kind of a private thing. But he's had massive growth and you can see a lot of those success stories at ThriveTimeShow.com. So we go back to the World Economic Forum. What's their goal? This is Klaus Schwab speaking at the World Economic Forum. And I want everyone to really look at who Klaus Schwab is. He's speaking at the World Economic Forum to a group of young people. This is called Global Shapers Community. So this is like the future of the world as Klaus Schwab sees it. And listen to what he told them at this event where he essentially announced his own new religion.
You have the chance to look forward to a career of 50 years. In my own opinion, yeah. Maybe more, you will get some injections and some, and so on. And then don't forget your avatar will continue to live. So, and your brain will be replicated through artificial intelligence and algorithm. So we don't know, but at least 50 years.
Yeah, I think the future belongs to techno-religions. I mean, the big religions, the important religions of the 21st century are more likely to emerge from Silicon Valley than they are from the Middle East or from Afghanistan or Syria or any of these places. The main products will not be textiles and vehicles and things like that. They will be bodies and brains and minds. The main products of the 21st century are likely to be bodies and brains and minds. You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy. You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to emerge from Silicon Valley or from Bangalore and not from the Middle East. And they are likely to give people visions based on technology. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life, but here on earth with the help of technology and not after death with the help of some supernatural being.
Okay, you heard it here. They're trying to offer people now eternal life. So you've been saying, you've been one of the most outspoken voices talking about this is a satanic agenda. Well, I've heard different shows you've done, and I mean, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but you've said things about this is satanic, this is evil, these sorts of things. Yeah. Folks, this is an anti-Christ agenda. These people are actually talking about introducing their own new religion on earth, offering people eternal life, where the new products of their perverse world will be bodies and brains and minds. That's what they're actually trying to do. I think people just need to really listen into that and dial into the profundity of the evil we're facing.
Yeah, I agree because I love that you share this and you just let it come from their own mouth. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going on. You don't have to make this up. They are speaking it themselves. I mean, with what Klaus Schwab just said, that literally sounds as if you're listening to the Antichrist, that the Bible has explained in the book of Revelation.
Well, you're 100% correct. 100% correct. So that's thing number one. We just need to understand that idea is that their goal is a new religion with bodies and brains and minds. I mean, that's their thing. All right. Other things that Klaus Schwab, I'm just getting a quote to you, specific statements. And you say, they didn't say this. No, no, they didn't. So you've all know Harari describes humans as hackable animals, okay? And people say, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. People say, what else does he say? He wants to rewrite the Bible using AI. Just listen to this guy. You've all know Harari.
AI can create new ideas, can even write a new Bible.
What? I mean, this is what he's talking about. He doesn't stop there. He keeps going.
You know, throughout history, religions dreamt about having a book written by a superhuman intelligence, by a non-human entity. Every religion claims our book, all the other books of the other religions, they humans wrote them. But our book, no. It came from some superhuman intelligence. In a few years, there might be religions that are actually correct. That just think about a religion whose holy book is written by an AI. That could be a reality in a few years.
I mean, this is what he said. Let that sink in for a second.
Was that the last World Economic Forum?
May 29th of 2023 was the day he said that. That's you. He being Yuval Noah Harari, specifically on the Francisco Manuel Santos show. What?
I mean,
right. And so he's saying that. Some people understand that. Now, I want to get really, really deep into the Bible with people. And it's not my interpretation. It's literal. So I'm going to open the Bible. I encourage everyone to open the Bible with me. And someone says, I don't have one of those. Well, that's okay. But I encourage you, if you're looking for a Bible to buy today, and I'll pull up my notes here, you really want to buy yourself a King James Version large font. Now, someone says there's better ones. Okay, great. But don't read a New International Version, because the New International Version has been editing out portions of it. And don't use app, because the apps are editing out portions of the Bible. So we're going to open up our Bible to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. Now, people that will try to make this political are very confused. That's why, whether you go to CPAC or Reawaken America Tour or any type of event at all, you really want to make sure you're hearing the truth as it relates to God, the Bible, okay? Not my truth. Not his truth, but the truth. There's only one truth. So the Bible, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, the Bible says, the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, China, and out of the mouth of the beast, what? And out of the mouth of the false prophet, you've all know Harari, and for they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which shall go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to that battle of that great day of God Almighty. So let's go through the checklist. Is the Euphrates River drying up? Yes. Are China and Russia teaming up? Yes. Has the false prophet shown up? Yes. The guy I just played his clip, I hate playing this guy, you've all know Harari. His name in Hebrew means father of music, as in the days of Noah, shall ascend to the mountaintop. Yuval means father of music, Noah, as in the days of Noah. Harari means mountain dweller. So it means someone who dwells at the top of the mountain. So this guy, Yuval Noah Harari. Now someone says, well, where did he come from? Well, he was working on, and I encourage everybody, go to rumble.com, look it up. Go, just type it in Gilgamesh. So just go to Rumble, just type in Gilgamesh. You'll find the video. And so you've all known Harari was working on this project called the Gilgamesh Project. All right. So just today, kind of a funny story. I'm in here recording multiple takes because I'm recording a commercial. And so whenever I do multiple takes, you know this because you sing in the studio, you can do different tracks and different tracks, and you can go back in and you know, do a few different hits of it or examples before you nail it. So I'm in here just doing multiple variations of the same intro. I probably did eight takes on the same part of the commercial I was doing. And a newer employee was like, what are you doing in here? And I wasn't embarrassed. I just said, oh, I'm doing multiple takes of an intro. And they're like, why are you doing it eight times? I'm like, because I want to nail it. And I'll go through Adobe Audition and Premiere and I'll edit it how I like. And they go, oh, okay. Well, imagine that you walked in on a man by the name of Yuval Noah Harari. And you said, what are you doing? What are you doing? He says, well, I'm just trying to merge humans with animals, you know, to make chimeras and, you know, trying to offer humans eternal life. That's what he was doing. It's called the Gilgamesh Project, And so Yuval Noah Harari was working on the Gilgamesh Project. All right. And Barack Obama found him. Mm-hmm. Now, Barack Obama found Yuval Noah Harari, and he says, hey, I love your books. Wow. So he starts celebrating and putting Yuval Noah Harari is now praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, mainstream media, TED Talks. What? So he was given 1 hour and 8 minutes the other night on MSNBC. 1 hour and 8 minutes on MSNBC. This is more time than I think they gave Trump all the last 5 years. 1 hour and 8 minutes. And so this is the kind of stuff that he's advocating for. He's advocating, he says, humans are hackable animals. He says we need to rewrite the Bible using AI. He says that this is wild. He says this will be the end of humanity. And you say, what? So Yuval is saying we're getting to the end of human existence. He said, this is going to be the end of human existence. And when you hear that and you go, what? This is the end of human. But he's saying it out loud. So I'm just going to play a couple clips.
Sing the quiet part out loud.
Right. So this is Yuval Noah Harari kind of on his anti-human rant. Here we go.
Take the legal field as an example. Today in the world, many, maybe most legal systems are based on this idea, this belief in human rights. But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just a fictional story that we've invented and spread around. It may be a very nice story. It may be a very attractive story. We want to believe it. But it's just a story. It's not a reality. It is not a biological reality. Just as jellyfish and woodpeckers and ostriches have no rights, Homo sapiens have no rights also. Take a human.
Okay, so he's advocating against human rights during his TED Talk. During his TED Talk. Now, he follows this up with an interview on September 17th of 2023, with The Economist. And in this interview, he lets people know, yeah, human history is reaching the end. Here we go.
This is the end of human history. Not the end of history, the end of human-dominated history.
I'm going to play it again. What is this?
This is the end of human history. Not the end of history, the end of human-dominated history.
This is wild. So this guy is wanting to create his own counterfeit version of humanity. I mean, this is a guy. So what am I saying here? If you're out there today, hopefully I'm communicating succinctly to you. If you're out there today and you're saying, guys, I just don't know if what you're saying, it's unsettling. I don't know. I've never heard this before. Well, trust me, the mainstream media has done a great job of censoring most voices. So the book of Revelation is true. It's not changing. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. The Euphrates River is drying up. One. The false prophet is showing up, too. And China and Russia are teaming up. Now, for anybody out there that doesn't know and you haven't been following this, okay, I have some notes here about China and Russia teaming up. And I'm just going to fire off a dizzying flurry of facts that everybody needs to know. And everyone can assume that I'm making these things up and I'm not correct. So everyone look it up yourself, okay? But BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. For the last 17 years, these countries have been hoarding the Earth's gold in preparation to introduce a new currency. Then on January 1st, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they invited Saudi Arabia, Iran, Dubai, Egypt, Ethiopia to join. Now, at this very moment, Russia has announced they should be adding 25 additional plus countries this year to BRICS. And they just announced last night, 13 hours ago, BRICS announced that they are going to create their own independent payment system using blockchain, cryptocurrency. So they're moving away from the US dollar. Yeah. So they're not going to make the dollar worth less. They're going to make the dollar worthless. 7 hours ago, China and Russia just committed to teaming up together to make nuclear power units on the moon's surface by the year 2033. What? What am I saying? Folks, China and Russia are teaming up financially and militarily. Just 16 hours ago, Venezuela announced they want to join BRICS. This is one of the most prosperous oil-producing countries on the planet in terms of oil volume. 21 hours ago, just 21 hours ago, 21 hours ago, BRICS announced that they are now, they control 36% of the world's GDP. And the West has now fallen to 28%. This would be 48 hours ago. BRICS announced that 25 new countries have officially applied to join BRICS. And I can go on and on. They're talking about it at scale, and it's happening at scale. Pakistan just officially applied for BRICS in the past 48 hours. Iran and Russia just teamed up together to create a new oil hub and to develop Iranian oil fields to no longer need to even involve the United States oil production in the conversation. So China and Russia are teaming up. That's Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 to 14, Kings of the East. The false prophet is showing up. And again, the Euphrates River is drying up. So what does this mean? I mean, we need to get right with Jesus. Everybody out there, who am I talking to? Myself? Everybody watching, people over there, people over here, People say, is he talking to me? Everybody. And that's why at our events, and I'm not attacking other events, but that's why at our events, when you go to the Reawaken America Tour, Tanya, in June 7th and 8th, you know, I'd say a third of the speakers are doctors who really know what's going on with the RNA modifying nanotechnology in the shots, the lawyers who really know about the constitutional obstruction and perversion and the border. And then there are probably a third of the speakers, a third of them probably really, really know their area about the corruption in the media or the corruption of Hollywood or the corruption of. So, but then a third of them are really tying it together from a biblical perspective. And I'm finding that more and more of the speakers, we're probably up to a third now, that are tying in what's happening to biblical events. I think it's probably a third. It could be a little less than that, but you're starting to see where you just cannot deny the satanic agenda, including, and I'll stop talking with this. Joe Rogan said, in the past 30 days, he and Aaron Rodgers did an interview discussing the Mark of the Beast. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan did an interview with Cat Williams discussing the Mark of the Beast. Joe Rogan stopped his show 90 days ago and read the Book of Revelation on the show. I mean, so this is where we're at right now. So again, God wrote all these things in the Bible, not to scare, but to prepare. So I encourage everybody out there, get right with God. And then my calls to action is go to timetofreeamerica.com. Come join us June. This will be June 27th and 28th in Detroit. June 7th and 8th. June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. It's an all-star lineup. Get those tickets June 7th and 8th. Or go to timetofreeamerica.com and watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary today so you can learn about General Flynn, Mike Lindell, and other wonderful patriots who have been speaking out against this for 4+ years.
It's so much good information. You always bring that. And I guess the thing I want people to really focus on is all of those things that you shared about Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab. These are their words. I still know people who... I mean, we've been in this fight. I mean, I have not been in as long as you, but you know, these people know what we do. And I still have people that don't get it, that don't accept it. And it just blows my mind. Like, I don't know how else to get it in their head, but it's crazy.
And I think so, and I'm not going to get super weird, super deep on this show, but this is just my final 30-second thought here. I've been self-employed since I was 16 years old, okay? So I've worked at Applebee's, Target, and DirecTV, but I've ran my own business for, you know, at this point, you know, 27 years, whatever. So I've been doing this forever, okay? So when you've been running a business for 27 consecutive years, and, you know, Inc. magazine puts out a statistic that says 85% of employees admit to lying on their resumes. If you're not a self-employed person, you're like, no way. But if you're self-employed, you go, oh, that's probably low. U.S. Chamber put out a shocking stat the other day that said 75% of people admit to stealing from the workplace. And people that aren't self-employed are like, no way. And then people who are self-employed, like, that's probably low. It's probably higher than that. Mm-hmm. So all I'm saying is if you read the Bible, you go, that makes sense. It's par for the course. It's in the Bible. Yep. It makes sense. If you don't read the Bible, though, there's no way to even grasp the word evil. And so, again, you've done a great job on this, and I just want to celebrate what you've been doing. I encourage everybody, if you haven't subscribed to the Tanya Joy Show, kind of a fun thing I'm going to do on today's show. Anybody who subscribes to the Tanya Joy Show, if you subscribe to the Tanya Joy Show on today's show, all you got to do is you take a screenshot of it, you get your phone out, take a screenshot, and text me on my cell phone number. If you text me that you have subscribed to the Tanya Joy podcast, I am going to enter you in for a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour, June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. So you just got to subscribe, which is free, and text me, which should be free. So text my phone number, 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. Here's the number on the back of Yuval Noah Harari's head. 918-851-0102. And just text me screenshot proof of subscription, and you'll be entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour. And I really do appreciate you carving out time for me.
Absolutely. Clay, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and I can't wait to see you in June and maybe before then. I may be out for one of the events before then. So,
yeah.
So.
Well, thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks, Clay. Thanks for all you're doing. Wow. You know, whenever we have Clay on the show, it's very fast paced. And I know some of you are like, I couldn't even sit through that. It's too fast paced. Here's what I want to encourage you with. Clay's been doing this for so long. Okay. So, these stats, these information, these numbers, the phrases, the things that these guys have said, he studies this. I mean, this is what he does. This is how his brain works. That's not how everyone's brain works. So I don't want you to get like, I can't even listen to that. Here's what I want to encourage you to do. I want you to go back and listen to this show in segments. I'm going to add, when this finally comes out, I'm going to edit in. I'm going to show you the scripture. I'm going to put up his text here at the bottom. You're going to see it, you know, like right down in here where the scrolling is. You're going to see the number of what to do to text Clay. And basically all you do is go over to my website first, tanyajoy.tv, subscribe, super easy, or subscribe on Rumble or wherever you're watching and just take a screenshot of it and then text that screenshot to Clay. And then you're going to get entered in to possibly win a VIP backstage pass, which is awesome. I know a lot of my friends have been there and y'all would love to be able to do that. You get to come backstage, hang out with the speakers, talk to the speakers. It's unbelievable. I mean, the people that are there, like when I go to these, I don't usually get out of the backstage area at this point because it's so much networking and so much conversation and like-mindedness. And it's just wonderful. So anyway, that's going to be below. And then I would encourage you to go back and just rewatch this and listen to what these guys are saying. I don't know when Jesus is coming back. Nobody knows that. But I do know that we are at a day and an age where biblical things are happening at a pace like never before through all history. We are at a pivotal point in history. And when the dark side, when the evil people like Klaus Schwab and Noah Harari, when they're speaking out, saying things like, we are at the end of human civilization, of human, you know, not just humanity, but human-led humanity. I mean, that doesn't even make sense. When he's saying we are on the verge of a shift where AI is going to be in charge and all of these things, that is anti-Christ speaking. And if you're not in the word, you're not going to know that. But because they're saying that, that also means God is getting ready to move. That also means God is getting ready to do something like we've never seen before, like the days of Noah. It says that in the end of the Bible. It says you will be in days like the days of Noah. At Noah's days, the evil was wiped out. Like, we sometimes forget that that was real. That was not figurative. That was not a nice story. There is physical proof, scientific proof, that this whole earth was underwater at one point from Noah's Ark when God flooded out the evil. And the people that didn't believe weren't safe. The ones that weren't in the Bible, that didn't know God's word, Noah tried to warn them, tried to wake them up. That's what so many of us are doing. We're trying to wake you up. We're trying to give you the facts so you don't have to go search for them. And we're just going, hey, this is true because it's been said, like, here's what's going on. That's why we do shows like this. So all of that to say, I'm sorry, I went off on a tangent. Get in the word for yourself and listen to these things that are being said. Don't let it overwhelm you. Seek the Lord and ask, how do you get prepared? How does he want you to prepare? And then share this with your friends. Help your friends and family to understand what's really going on here. What's going on with all these crazy elections? What's going on with the crazy viruses? What's going on with, former presidents being, you know, they're trying to take him under. I mean, you guys, everywhere you look, our schools are under attack. Our families are under attack. Parental rights are at large being lost right now. We are in a spiritual war. We are in a war. We truly are in a war, and there will come a point at which that will end and it will flip over. And I believe we're getting ready for that. That was where I was going with all this. I believe we are literally on the verge. Like, this show is airing March 8th. It was filmed March 5th, just so you know. So those things Clay was talking about, that would have come out March 4th. I believe within a very short time period, like within the next 30 or 45 days, we are going to see some major shaking. I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know really what that means, but I really believe it. So get yourself ready. Ask the Lord. I don't want to say, oh, go stock up on this or so. I don't know what it is that's going to happen, but I can sense it. I can feel it. And I feel like for God's people, it's going to be so, so good. Like, if you get it, if you are aware of what's going on and you're pressing in and you're in the word every day, I believe you're on the verge of like crazy good stuff because you're listening. You're knowing what's going on. You're being told where to invest. You know, we have had Manuel Johnson on multiple times saying what to invest in because what he is hearing from God with regards to this wealth transfer. We've had Bo Polny on, which reminds me, I should get him on again, but we've had him on to give out the timeline of what's going on. He looks at the timelines of scripture and he overlays it to what we're seeing. God is raising up some crazy cool people right now. That's all I'm going to say, to give us forewarning of what's to come. And it matches the Bible. And so hang on. It may be a bumpy ride, but it's going to be like a roller coaster. It's kind of scary on the way up, but man, remember when you went on the roller coasters and you start going down, it's like when you could just have so much fun knowing that this is going to be exciting, what's coming, all the ups and downs. That's what we're on right now. We're on a roller coaster. We could either be scared of it or we could enjoy the ride. I suggest to enjoy the ride. But if you don't know Jesus, you're going to be lost. So if you don't know Jesus, I've never really done this on a show before. I want you to just pray with me and just say, Father God, please show me who Jesus Christ is. I want to know who you are, God. Show me who Jesus is. Through your Holy Spirit, come and rest upon me. Give me peace. But I accept that you are the Lord, the one and only Lord, God Almighty, that you are God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that there is no other. And I accept you as my King of life, to be one with me, to walk with me and work with me in this journey on earth, on life. And just say, Lord, I thank you for who you are. I believe you. I believe in your Son. And I ask you to direct and guide me moving forward. Start to reveal yourself to me through dreams, through visions. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you, I've never done that on a show before, but I just felt led to do that. So if you just prayed that prayer, would you just do me a favor? Would you email me and let me know or send me a message? You could send a direct message. However, you know, if you're on a whatever you're watching on, if there's a way to send a direct message, if it's through Facebook, if it's through, I think Rumble, you could do it. You could comment, send me a direct message. Please do so, or feel free to email it to me at thetanyajoyshow@gmail.com. It's scrolling along the bottom there. thetanyajoyshow@gmail.com. I would love to hear. I would love to hear if that was you, because I've really never done that on a show. So normally I stick to the script, and I've kind of gone off script right now. So I hope this show blessed you. Send us an email, go over to the website and subscribe. And also check out the free video series. That is iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. They're going to really blow you away. And I'm telling you, I've been using, there's just two basic things that they have, and you'll learn about them in the videos. And I can't believe the results that I'm having. Like, really can't believe it. So go check that out. iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. All right. I think that's it for today. Thank you for watching. Oh, no, we've got a Bible verse. We're ending the day with a Bible verse. Okay, let me get it. I don't want to forget today. Today's Bible verse of the day, scripture of the day, is Isaiah 58:1. Shout with the voice of a triumphant blast, of a trumpet blast and triumphant, but shout with the voice of a trumpet blast. Shout aloud. Don't be timid. Tell my people Israel of their sins. It's a heavy verse. That's why so many of us are shouting it out, to wake us all up. So anyway, remember to like, share, follow, all the good stuff. Thank you for joining me on today's show. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday. I believe it's March 11th. God bless you, and until next time, bye for now.
Hi, everybody. Despite open borders, staggering grocery and gas prices, and all of the talk of war, there is a miraculous revolution of health taking place across America. And that's because your body is a miracle machine, fully capable of healing itself. That's why we're here today to help you and your body do miraculous things and regain your optimum health. So now is the time for you to learn about the Magic Dycol family of products, the NanoSoma liquid spray, the Metasomer topical gel, and the Metasomer telomerase natural skin cream. Join the revolution of wellness and take back your health by signing up for our free video series at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Now you can watch our free video series and learn how to take your health back. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. That is iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Imagine you can unleash the power of your own body to restore itself. When the Magic Dycol products trigger the nuclear receptors in your body to take care of you in ways you have never even imagined. So go log in now at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, political instability. All of these can have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. But they can also cause gold and silver to go up.
Hi, this is Dr. Kirk Elliott. Buy gold, buy silver, buy now, but buyer beware. Precious metals companies are not created equal. As a PhD economist, I have been in the financial, economic, and precious metals business for 3 decades. The philosophy of my firm is people over profit. I encourage you to read my bio to learn more about me at KirkElliottPhD.com.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, 401k, and outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets any longer. Call 720-605-3900 or visit KirkElliottPhD.com.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Beauty for Ashes with Tanya Joy. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you've enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed, and remember, you were created for such a time as this.